The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
Well, my honey's off to work, the kids are headed to school. Slim and Adam bum about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam bum and Slim. They do win them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all. Woo!
What up, everybody? It's your boy Adam Bomb back once again with another episode of the Morning Routine Podcast. If you haven't hung out with us yet during our live shows, make sure to check those out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on www.vaporradio.com. You can also download our app on all iOS and Android devices and enable our Amazon Alexa skill. Go into the Alexa app, search Vapor Radio, enable it, and you are good to go. We appreciate all the love and support. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can always email us at mailbag@vaporradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Vapor Radio 1. That is the number one, at Vapor Radio 1. Facebook.com, search Vapor Radio, like the page, share the page, tell all your friends and family about it. We definitely appreciate it. We're growing more and more every day, and we can't thank you guys enough. So enjoy the podcast, and peace out.
Peep this. When we was going trick-or-treating, Halloween, they had the little Waymo cars just driving it through the neighborhood, like just dipping, like.
Yeah.
That shit was just
crazy.
I listened
to a Joe Rogan podcast yesterday. Big shouts out, Joe Rogan. Respect what you do. He had a dude that worked for MIT, and he was like a lead engineer on their autonomous automobile like department, like dealing with all the AI type stuff. And this dude was talking some stuff, the man just talking circles around me. I didn't understand a damn thing he said, but some of the shit he was talking about sounded pretty fucking cool though, like what they plan to do in the future and stuff with artificial intelligence. And
it's just exciting, man. It's just, it's just exciting to know that, look, this is the wave of the future. This is just not in the movies. These cars is riding around by themselves. Like, I'm telling you, we stood on the corner. It made a right in front of us. Like, it was, I guess they was testing it to see how it would do with trick-or-treaters. Like, it did all the perfect stops and everything. It just was driving around the neighborhood. It was two of them just riding around the neighborhood. Like, oh, shit, okay.
That's dope.
So I asked Bunny, I said, is there somebody in there? She's like, yeah, but she's not in the driver's seat. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, don't you guys have the Ubers that are?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. We have the programs. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These cars was riding around the neighborhood. Well, remember I told you, we went to Chandler to go trick-or-treating. And yeah, right, two of them riding around the neighborhood, just like nothing. It was dope.
So, is it like you can actually use it right now, or it's still just being tested? Like
they're still testing.
Okay, the actual engineers who are riding in it right now.
Yeah, I think they hit a milestone. Like they over 10 million miles already put in, and they still testing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But 10 million miles, you know, that's not bad.
It really is not. I mean, I still am one of those ones that might. I don't know. I just need to see more of the technology advance. We talked about this before, and I just need to see more of the technology come along and more.
We trust technology every single day to the
I'm putting so much faith.
We trust a little mini bitty battery, a 9-volt, 12-volt battery that goes in a smoke detector, and we trust that. But you don't think we can trust the technology of, look what they're doing with the batteries now. Now they got batteries in electric cars. It's just, I don't know. Now the electric cars are driving themselves.
Yeah, but the electric car,
it's just a possibility for us. I'm just looking. I mean, the blind and vision looking. I want to be able to drive again, damn it. And that's what I want. I've been technology is the way for us. Like, let's just keep it G. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, hell yeah, I want to be call me Iron Man. I want all the tech. Give me, let me learn. If it can talk, let me use that. because that's going to help us throughout our lives and the people that's going to come behind us, you know, the blind and visually impaired people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is good. This is great. Like, yeah, hell, look. Now we use touch, man, I can go in this all day, but you know, we using touch screen phones that we can't see a damn thing. I can't see it. I got big screens and flat screens and shit, computers and shit, can't even see the screen. Why do we? Because of the technology.
Yeah, but no, I mean, big screens, let's be real. I mean, again, we've talked about this already. Like, big screen TVs, I mean, for someone like ourselves, there's a masculinity thing about it. We're men, we want the big screen TVs. Even as a blind individual, it's like, it's just part of something that we want. We can't see it. And now, sir, for some of those people that do have some sight, the bigger screen, you know, does help them, of course. It's bigger. They can, you know, see it for maybe sit on their couch at a reasonable distance.
But basically for two blind ass fools, why do we got big ass screens?
Because it's a mask. It's a man thing. That's how mine is. I don't need that shit. I spent $1,800 on a 60-inch screen TV for absolutely no fucking reason. I could have just hooked up my cable box to a dope ass surround sound with zero screen and just had it all pipe the sound through the speakers.
See, I can't do that. I got a fan band. So, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, of course you got people around you that can see, but I'm just saying in general, like, it's a man thing. We want to have the big TV. We want to have it's
shout
flex,
out to anybody. You know? Hey, you know what? Shout out Best Buy, y'all. If y'all want to give us some TVs that we can try out for the blind and visually impaired, please hit us up at vaporradio.com. Get with us, and we'll definitely try out all of your technological products.
Yeah, absolutely, I will. But yeah, sure. I mean, well, okay, let's just jump right into this one.
Let's jump into it. You want to jump?
Gotta get the link pulled up here. Hopefully, the audio will play.
Wait, drop it down a little bit. And
what do you got going on with the family this weekend? Talk about that while I'm getting this.
So basically, for this weekend, I'm gonna try to hide because we got a lot of house cleaning and shit to do and laundry.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out somewhere to go. But
you feel like you're starting to come down with something today?
Leave. Then I'm out of it. But if I stay here still, see, well, you can fold them towels. You ain't too weak. So I got to try to get out of here. So I'm trying to figure out how I could.
Okay.
So it's going to be a bunch of cleaning up and all that shit. I got an anniversary coming up this month. So, you know, I'm trying to give myself the gavel. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, you know, shouts out to my baby. So I'm just working on my calisthenics and shit, you know what I mean? Stretching.
Working on that cardio and endurance.
Well, I ain't did that yet. I'm going to start on Monday. I'm going to begin on Monday. I mean, but I'm thinking about it. I'm getting my plan together. I'm putting my plan together. I'm serious this time, dude. I'm tired of this shit. I'm serious. I'm finna do
it's
something.
It's so hard to get motivated, and especially
hurt.
Right now,
I
because
did
like
10
now
push-ups, and I woke up with tennis elbow. My elbow was swollen. I said, "What? All I did was 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
Why is my elbow hurt? It just automatically swole up. Like, damn. I didn't even do. I did 10, and it, man. So I stopped. I didn't do no more push-ups after that. My elbow hurt.
Hilarious.
No, that was serious. I think that was about a week or two ago. I said, you know what? I'm tired of this. I rolled out the bed, did me 10. I got them in. But then next morning, I'm like, my elbow was swollen. Body, like, put some ice on it. Like, damn, I only got a tennis elbow from 10 push-ups.
That's rough. That's a tough one.
That's why I'm going to have to start out slow and do one and two.
Get you a couple, like, little 3.5-pound granny dumbbells just at the start.
Something. I'm going to have to do something. Shit, lift sugar bags or something.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But I'm working on it, though. Serious. Monday is something to happen. I'm already trying not to drink soda pop. That's out. Serious. No more. I'm done with the soda pop. Now I keep blaming it on the juices and shit. Juice got sugar too, so I gotta try
to. You gotta get that like a real fruit juice. The real.
Yeah. See, then that's nasty though.
Yeah. It's still good. It's your typical juice. You just don't get the fucking concentrate like sugary shit. Get the all natural fruit juice.
I'm going to go back to the Donald Duck concentrates. Remember them Donald Duck concentrate cans?
Yeah, I mean, that's the shit that I grew up on, the 49 cents frozen concentrate.
Get you 6 of them and put you 2 in the jug. Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's crazy though, because like, you know, you're talking about wanting to get in shape now, and yeah, you know, that's great and all, but it's fucking the worst time. It's like holiday. You got Thanksgiving coming up. See, everybody and their mom's gonna be giving out Christmas cookies soon and little tins of this and tins of that. Yeah. Oh, enjoy this, enjoy that. Like, it's the worst time to try and do that.
So I was talking about that with my wife, right? And so we was like, nah. See, we just, that's just an excuse. You're just trying to, you know, if you want to, you're going to get it in right now. But I'm like, really? It's going to be dressing. It's going to be greens. And
yeah.
So I don't know. I might push it. I thought I said January 1st, though. But damn.
January 1st is the best. I mean, it's typical.
You know, when you sit down and you tie your shoe and you like, you sit down, but you got to bend over to tie your shoe. You go, and like, cause your stomach right there. This shit, that's the part. I just don't like that part.
You know, you got to suck it in real far so you can reach down. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bonnie, come on. Bonnie, come over here. And here, come meet my friend. And I had to suck it in because, I just say short answers so I can keep that breath. Like, you know, yeah. But yeah, man, I gotta work on that, cause I'm, you know, come on, man. Damn, now I'm getting slip on shoes now, just so I can get it on quick. Now I'm wearing Vans. I'm altering stuff, cause I'm slim. Am I a big slim?
That's the worst, when you start manipulating things in your life.
Yeah,
to make it easier.
I'm trying not to be
flip flops and slides all day. That's all I got. All,
look, hey, look what I got on right now.
Hilarious.
Damn. Yeah. All I want to wear is basketball shorts, because that's the only thing that's comfortable. Like, no, I gotta need this stuff. We're gonna have to figure something out. I'm gonna have to do something else. I need to stop bringing these snacks in the house. Don't bring. I'm boycotting snacks. We're gonna have to do something. That's what the problem is. It's too many snacks around.
Snacks are good, right? Like, what's your favorite snack food? Like, what's your go-to snack food?
Go-to for me is tater chips.
Yeah.
I love tater chips, but the ultimate snack food is chips and salsa. If I could just have some chips and salsa, and then it's luxury if I got the cheese, like the nacho cheese. But chips and salsa, all day. Yeah. I just munch on that, and I'm good.
Man, I just smashed a bag of pretzels the other day. Pretzels are so good. Like, I tweeted about it. That's an underrated, like, snack food. Pretzels. It's just so good. It goes with soda. It goes with beer. It goes. I just drink some water. Yeah, pretzels with cheese, with the queso.
Yeah, man.
It's so good.
Yes, sir. Pretzels are good.
I eat a lot of Cheez-Its. So bad.
Cheez-Its? Yeah, I'll be taking stealing them from
I'm a cracker guy. I am a cracker, but I'm a cracker guy. Like,
that was a good... You said it, not...
I can eat crackers, man. I like all different kinds of crackers. I even like that weird, like, fancy shit with, like, herbs baked into it. I don't know. I like crackers. There's something about crackers and cheese. I just eat crackers straight up, too. Like,
cracker-ass cracker. You just love crackers.
I said crackers a lot right there. Like,
crackle jack.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Hey, do you eat cracker jacks? I'm not a big caramel corn guy. Caramel popcorn, so like, yes but no. Like, I can eat like a handful of it and that's it. I don't like that sweet. Like, because it's popcorn, and I know it's popcorn, to me it needs to be buttery and salty, not sweet. Like, I don't fuck with that kettle corn.
I bet you eat caramel clusters.
No. I mean, well, candy-wise, sure. But caramel clustered is... Motherfucker, now you got me saying clustered. It's caramel cluster. Cluster. Caramel cluster. Not clusters.
It's caramel clusters. That's what you're... caramel clusters.
Yeah, me saying it now.
Caramel clusters and candy corn. Hey, wait a minute. You act like that's a bad thing. Yes, it's hood that seeped on you. What you talking about? Don't get mad at me because you got a little hood and came up and then you done sucked it in.
Look, yeah. I mean, okay. I have the hood.
You say caramel clusters. You say caramel clusters, and you got some top ramen in your pantry right now.
I definitely got top ramen.
All right, then.
There's
all
no
right,
doubt
then.
About
Let's
that.
Bring it back down.
Everybody
bring
got
it back
top
down.
Ramen. I grew up on top ramen. I grew up on top ramen and cup of noodles.
Do you got chicken or beef or both?
I generally rotate between chicken or beef.
You don't get fancy and just try to go all out with the chili con the chili?
Nah, see, I didn't. I'm one of those guys that like I rarely go outside of the box, like for when they start introducing new flavors. So like Top Ramen tried to get fancy a couple years back, you know, like they entered all these different flavors, right? Like
shrimp.
Shrimp was an original. Shrimp was the pink pack. Chicken was the orange
Oriental.
Pack.
Remember Oriental?
Yeah, Oriental was the blue pack.
Oriental, that's original, the blue.
And those were like the four flavors you could get.
But then the lime green came.
And all these other flavors came, and I was like, no, chili, fuck out of here. You're just adding more salt to it. That's all it is. It's like,
don't hate on that. That's top ramen.
I stick to the originals, chicken, beef. I don't really like shrimp. The shrimp one was a little too, like, seafoody to me. I don't know. Everyone's just like, it's just more salt. It's just more sodium. It doesn't even...
That's another thing. Now we're back on this. Hey, man, anybody out there know a good, let's say a nutrition program? Let's start out with that. Like, what's some good, a good weekly or bi-weekly meal plan? Anybody got some good meal plans? Hit us up at...
You tell them.
Hit us up at... You can email us at us. Matter of fact, email me at mailbag@vaporradio.com.
When is a blowjob machine worth $249? When it works.
It's a little hot.
I'm Brian Sloan, and in the next
2 minutes,
I'm going to tell you why the new AutoBlow AI is worth $249 and how you can own it for a lot less. 4 years ago, we crowdfunded the AutoBlow 2 on Indiegogo, where we sold $381,000 of our product to 3,300 men. The AutoBlow 2 still is the most successful male sex toy crowdfunding campaign in history and is now owned by more than
3,300 men bought the artificial intelligence AutoBlow.
That was the one.
You know
though.
What?
That was one.
All 3,300 of those men were just at TwitchCon this last weekend, dressed as Wookiees and Starship Troopers.
Yeah, they lasers and shit. Yeah. I'm telling you, look, and see, this is the new one. That's the jump off.
Yeah. Let's listen to some more.
You know what I'm saying?
Around the world. Over these last 4 years, we listened to your feedback, and we reinvented.
They listened to our feedback. So first off, there was the protocol that got sent out. They sent the first one out to lonely men around the world.
How you know they lonely?
And said, give us, please.
It was just men out there that had to cop one. They copped them one.
No one with any, the tiniest bit of confidence could go get a fucking... fat ogre chick at a bar and take her home and fuck her and get your dick wet. If you're buying one of these, you're in your parents' bedroom right now. You got Cheeto dust on your fingers. You got a 12 pack of Diet Coke sitting next to you. You're on your computer talking to Helga, who says her name is Stacy from Houston and she works with stripper pole. Like you're lonely as fuck sitting in your let's just listen to some more of this.
To give you exactly what you asked for and more. Let's start with the noise. People told us that the AutoBlow 2 was too loud, but that's because they haven't seen the AutoBlow 1. AutoBlow 1, can you come here, please? Thank you.
The AutoBlow 1 coming to a theater near you.
The new AutoBlow AI is 50% quieter than the AutoBlow 2 and 3 times more powerful. We made it quieter, but at the same time, we developed a new motor and a new gripper and sleeve that makes it feel even more like a real blowjob. Let's take a look at the AutoBlow AI's patent-pending penis gripper. You place your lubricated penis into the sleeve that's locked into place between the two ridges. The gripper moves the sleeve up and down over your penis, creating friction that feels fantastic.
Wow.
But the way it moves is the AutoBlow AI's secret sauce.
This is too
the
much.
The new AutoBlow AI uses four sensors and its own onboard mini computer to move this gripper to any of 250 different points using artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence.
We don't need 250 points on our dick. It's called the head.
Why you don't? Why you
lick
don't?
Lick the fucking head. Rub the head.
Why you don't need 250 points?
Lick the head.
250?
There's that one spot on the tip of your dick. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows
it. $1 a point. $1 a point.
I ain't the
point.
Only one. There's the one spot on the tip of your dick. Right you know now. About it.
$1 a point. 250? 250 points.
This is the most stupidest thing. So this is what... This is our future right here. This is what they're doing at MIT right now. They're developing... All these nerds at MIT are developing the AutoBlow.
Yeah. You can get the different style. You can get Rihanna. You want Beyonce. Whatever you want to do, they got it.
Team watched 6,000 minutes of pornographic videos.
Really?
See?
Really?
See? They studied, bro. They studied. Come on, now you have to. You got it. How are you going to put a product out and you don't know what to do?
They just because they're bored. That's not research. That's how they get their...
They had to figure out which angles and what to get the points. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They had to figure out the points.
Yeah. 6,000 hours of pornographic videos.
That's average for a guy.
They had to watch it.
That's just average guy time.
You had to watch it. Right. I had to fucking... Eat 10 pizzas last night. All right.
250 points, though. Did that pizza have 250 points? No. The auto sucker, dude.
We put data on what was happening during the blowjob scenes.
Data.
We then ran blowjob data. Types of machine learning algorithms on the data set to build an AI model that recognized 16 blowjob techniques.
See? 16 techniques.
Techniques into 10 experiences on our machine so that you can enjoy blowjobs exactly how they're given in real life. You even have full control of the speed of each blowjob experience.
See?
One of the 10 modes will deliver a special enhanced AI experience that's different every time, where the machine keeps changing its technique until you finish or you turn it off. The gripper and sleeve we invented work with all penis sizes, so that whether you're like this.
That's slim.
Or like this.
You're going to enjoy every stroke. This is the first product of its kind that has an edging feature. Let's say you're enjoying blowjob experience number 8 at speed level 7, and you don't want the fun to end. Just hit the climax control button and it stops. But it remembers what it was doing, so that as soon as you press the button again, the machine goes right back into the blowjob you were enjoying at the same speed. And when you're done, cleanup is quick and easy. Just pull out the sleeve, pour out the contents, and wash it with soap and water. Because AutoBlow AI plugs into any wall outlet and never needs expensive batteries,
so you gotta be standing there staring at your white paint wall.
Remember,
is dishwasher safe though?
Our fifth crowdfunding campaign, and we've been in business for.
No, this isn't enough of this.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
This is too much.
Like, come on now. You know, 250 points.
Okay.
First. Are you putting one on your Christmas list?
No.
Okay, just checking. $250.
There may be 16 techniques for a blowjob.
You probably can get it on Groupon for like $175.
Every man knows there's really only one, and that's just the blowjob. Just fucking give the blowjob. There's not 16 techniques. So is there a little
climax button?
Water bottle? Like, what if you want it super spitty? What do you want that? Will it do all that for you? That's a technique, right?
That didn't sound right, dude.
I'm just saying.
Like,
maybe they didn't ask all the right people.
Maybe they got a Gatorade bottle right there next to it. Or you can put Gatorade, different flavors, pineapple juice, whatever you want to do to it. Put some Kahlua in. What if you want to put some Kahlua in it? A Long Island iced tea or something. You don't know. You can get freaky with it. I'll fuck around and make a hurricane in that mother.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What? So you don't want one?
No.
All right.
No.
I guess that's okay.
Are you gonna get one? You want one? Hell Bonnie, no. Bonnie, he wants
one. What am I gonna do with that? Fuck, I'm going to do with that. I pulled this up because you like that shit. Remember that last episode? You pulled up a robot. The robot did that. You ain't saying that about the robot. You wanted to hang out with the robot.
So, let's talk about this because this is where... Is the robot considered artificial intelligence?
Netflix and chill. Huh? You bring your data stick, she bring her data stick.
No, so is the robot considered artificial intelligence though? This is
that's what they called it. Remember, that's what it was. It was AI. Remember we talking about the whole robot that looked like a girl.
I know that what you're talking about. I'm just asking you though. Is the sex doll considered artificial intelligence? No, because I don't think it does all that. It's just a sex doll that you can fuck.
Break me, huh? You want a circuit breaker?
No.
How many gigs did you bring today?
I guess anything robotic is considered artificial intelligence. So
come on, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no different.
I mean, there's differences for sure, but this is stupid. This was a complete waste of their time, and the fact that they crowdfunded it, that means, like I said, there's 3,300 lonely guys in their parents' basement right now, 47 years old, still playing Dungeons and Dragons, still playing. Warlocks and Wizards, or what was that shit that people played on WoW? What was that game? WoW. War of Worlds. Something like that. I don't know. But yeah. This is stupid. And they did their research. It can do 16 techniques. It's juggling your balls. It's sucking your taint. It's
come on, man. They had 6,600 hours of research. Like, come on, man. You gotta this is a real thing out there. Okay, it's 3,300 people that bought these. $250 a pop. You do the math. They riding in Lambos and shit right now.
Nobody riding in the Lambo has one of these. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What, everybody in their drops and their coupes and shit got them on their lap.
No.
You got the wind in your hair and you got your machine with you? Come on, man.
It's got to be plugged into the wall. There's no cigarette
adapter. They got the CV jack. They got the little jack you can plug it in there.
Nah.
USB. Man, so you need to think wider, bigger. You know what I'm saying?
You're really trying to sell this. That tells me that you're really, really hoping to get one of these.
They sold 3,300. They making money off this.
Making
what if we
moves.
Put our own spin on it? We got the morning routine version.
Nah, that's
right before you hit the climax button. Just wow, my honey.
Off to work, I'm gonna get a blowjob from the AI head. Yeah.
What if you can customize the heads? What if you got like different skins you can put on? You put Toni Braxton on there one day. Next thing you know, you got J-Lo.
You're an idiot.
You got Jennifer Aniston on there. You fuck around and come back, swing back around to Martha Stewart. You might feel like Martha Stewart one day. You wake up the next day, you're like, you know, I'm sick of this shit. Bring Lil Mo out here.
Oh,
hey, right. I'm at the point in my life. Telling you, you got Precious. For them sad, lonely days, ain't nobody at home. You just pull Precious out.
I can't do it. Can't do it.
All right, I thought you would like that. All right, never mind. Then I was trying to help you.
Great story. Okay.
All right.
Up the great work, MIT grad, whoever you are, guy selling your blow doll. I'm not your target audience, but keep going to the Comic Cons and Twitch Cons.
They should go to Shark. Pitch it to Shark Tank. Somebody gonna get behind it.
Yeah, probably not. yeah, artificial intelligent blowjobs.
Yeah, that's what the world is now. You can hit the button for anything. Now they got the climax button. You don't even got what you need a girlfriend
the
for.
Edging button. It's got an edging button. Like that's the
hit
big
the
thing.
The climax you button. Just hit it. Take it
all the way to the point of just about to explode and then stop.
But wait, you can wait because you got to answer the phone real quick. Just hold up. Bloop, pause it.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, man, this is the new shit. That motherfucker got Bluetooth on it. You can get, I think it got Sirius. That motherfucker, because you need your tunes. I'm just saying.
It's got Pornhub built into it, so you can just browse your Pornhub categories right there.
See it? That's what I'm trying to. Now you're thinking.
Oh my god.
See that's what I'm saying. They're getting paid. Somebody can put the idea out there already.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They making money off everything. I'm gonna start making cups that automatically freeze your ice. It's a cup that can just make ice. We need to think of something. Damn.
See, I had the idea of a coffee cup that had a built-in warmer. Like, they got the warming pads that you can set your cup on, and it keeps your coffee kind of warm because it's a little circular pad that you can... Mm. A lot of them are like USB because you keep it by your computer for at work or whatever, mm-hmm. and it stays warm. Well, what if you just build that into the cup, and then it's... You know, it's got like an on and off switch, or it's got just, you know, some sort of sensor or something that once the liquid's in it, it activates it, turns it on, and maybe it's only good for a year because the battery's going to be built into it. But then it's a cup that constantly keeps. And then you don't have to have a big travel mug that keeps your shit warm. You just have a regular coffee.
You know, they got that already, right? In cars, like Rolls Royces, you can put your coffee in there to keep it warm. And
yeah, but that's just the pad. I'm talking about built into the cup.
They got cup holders like that. That's what I'm saying. Oh, are you talking about like a walk-around portable cup?
I'm talking about the cup. Yeah, the cup.
The only thing is, the coffee cup, how would you charge it?
Put like a USB?
Wireless.
Micro. Wireless. Yeah, wireless or micro plug to USB, and you charge it up on your computer.
How big would it be?
We do a couple different 12-ounce cups, 16-ounce cups, do like two different variations of it.
Hey, copyright, y'all. Don't nobody steal our idea. We heard it right here. The fresh new Vapor Radio.
Yeah.
Morning routine. Warm.
I think they're out there, though.
Cup warmer.
I think they're out there.